Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. It's a Worship Wednesday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can catch us on social media as well. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. We got a friend of the show, Hugh Jackson, former NFL head coach, coming up at the bottom of this hour. We shared with you guys a little bit last hour, about 40 minutes ago, that the Boston Celtics had walked off the court
in unison
in protest of, I believe it was in protest of the Jacob Blake ruling, where they will seek to prosecute the policeman who shot him shot him seven times in the back. And they are playing, though. This was not a walkout as far as not playing. They're playing right now. Boston's up 24-16. It's on ESPN. But they did release a joint statement, the Celtics and the Heat, and I'm going to read it right now. It says, 2021 is a new year, but some things have not changed. We play tonight's game with a heavy heart about yesterday's decision in Kenosha, and knowing that protesters in our nation's capital are treated differently by political leaders depending on what side of certain issues they are on. The drastic difference between the way protesters this past spring and summer were treated and the encouragement given to today's protesters who acted illegally just shows how much more work we have to do. We have decided to play tonight's game to try to bring joy into people's lives, but we must not forget the injustices in our society. And we will continue to use our voices and our platform to highlight these issues and do everything we can to work for a more equal and just America. Rob, I think that was very well said, and they were kind. They were kind. They were very, you know, they chose their words carefully. They called everybody protesters. I don't think it was protesters today. I think it was rioters. And I don't even think using the word terrorist is too much. You take over an official government building?
No, right.
How does that happen?
And put the Congress in harm's way, Chris.
Yes.
Like, we don't know what happened. Did you see the pictures of them in Nancy Pelosi's office?
Yeah. I mean, come on. That's not a protest.
That's trespassing.
Because they got pictures, as you saw, all these dudes, you know, pictures of them in the Capitol building. They should arrest every one of them.
Right. They have pictures.
Because that's trespassing. Yes. Exactly. They got their pictures, all of that. Arrested. And tried, charged the whole nine yards.
But this is so much is happening now. I mean, Chris, this talk now, I don't know if you're looking at any Twitter or social media, but now they're talking about if they're going to have a vote to have him removed from office, like he's not fit because of basically, you know, the president having something to do. Twitter has now blocked his Twitter account that he's insightful
hours.
For 12 hours that could be a ban.
My goodness.
You know what I mean?
I got to be honest, Rob. And look, I think that he should be removed from office. And I think Vice President Mike Pence should
be
run
president?
The country until
the 20th.
Biden, yeah, until it's time for Biden. I really do. I mean, this was – and what the players are referring to, if anybody didn't see it, is when President Trump made his statement finally after a lot of this had gone on, and he was encouraging the rioters. We love you. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, we're all disappointed. The election, I was robbed, you know, repeating all that stuff. And, you know, you're disappointed like me. Like, he was patting them on the back but saying, hey, this isn't the way to do it. We got to do it peacefully. And that's what the players meant by encouragement. And they also, Rob, they didn't use the word race. They didn't use black and white, African-American and white American. And that's what it boils down to. I tweeted this earlier. They shot Jake. This is what I tweeted. They shot Jacob Blake 4 hours ago. I tweeted it. They shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back for having a knife. But hundreds/thousands of thugs can bum rush the Capitol. Can bum rush the Capitol? Amazing how patient the police can be when the criminals are white. I'm not sugarcoating it like the players
no,
did.
No, you don't have to.
You can just call it.
We all know that.
Yes.
We all know that.
Rob, use the words thugs
and
criminals because the poster child for thugs in America have become young black men.
Right.
But not many people are going to think of these guys that ran all up into the U.S. Capitol tonight as thugs, but that's what they were.
And
they were criminals, with the protesters, citizens, all that. Call them what they were, because you know if they were black, number one, they might be in some bad shape right now.
Oh, I think more than just one person would have been killed. You saw this in Michigan, the State House. You remember,
yep.
Chris, when they came there with bearing arms, trying to go get after the governor,
yep.
right? They don't like her.
Yep.
And they went for her. And I'm telling you that if black people had a militia and had assault rifles and guns and showed up,
man,
I just don't think it's going to be like that. This is the sad part.
I think it
would
have been World War III up in this
It's the sad part. And it is. You can't look at it any other way. Everybody has a right to protest. That's not the issue. You can't do what they did today. It was an assault on the Capitol. It was trespassing against the freedom of this country, Chris, and all the stuff that we've always had, right? Other countries, we've seen this, where there's bloodshed over the changing of power. That's not what we do here.
Right.
Even when people aren't happy with the results. And it's all fraudulent. Chris, they've had 57 court cases. Judges who were appointed by Trump.
Right, that he appointed.
That threw the cases out. There's no evidence. And then here's the other kicker. After what happened in Georgia today, Chris, where two Democratic senators are going to Washington from Georgia, including the first black senator.
Yep.
And he still thinks that he didn't lose, that he was cheated, not that he lost the way the two Republican senators just lost in Georgia. Come on, man. Stop with the rhetoric. Stop with the lies. Stop it. You're inciting people. That's why he should be banned from Twitter. He should be, Chris. When you incite violence, a woman lost her life today.
Yep.
When you incite violence, what do we say? You have freedom of speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. You can't.
Right.
You don't have that right.
Nah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And Doc Rivers commented on it today as well. And Doc has been very eloquent talking about racial matters.
Chris, they going burnt back his house beyond, down right, in what, San Antonio.
Beyond the Donald Sterling situation a few years ago. But also, yeah, his house was burnt down. It was in
Doc Rivers' wife is white.
Because his wife is white, yeah.
And San Antonio, they burnt his house to the ground.
It was in San Antonio. Yeah, and so, but here's Doc commenting today.
It shows a lot, though. You know, when you saw the protests in the summer and you saw the riots or more the police and the National Guard and the Army, and then you see this and you saw nothing, you know, it basically proves the point about a privileged life, you know, in a lot of ways. You know, I'll say it because I don't think a lot of people want to. Could you imagine today if those were all black people storming the Capitol and what would have happened? You know, so that to me is a picture that's worth 1,000 words for all of us to see and probably something for us to reckon with again. You know, no police dogs turn on people, no billy clubs hitting people, people peacefully being escorted out of the Capitol. So it shows that you can disperse a crowd peacefully, I guess, would be the one thing. But it's a sad day in a lot of ways. It's not good for our country, more across the borders that people see this, but it's part of what we are, and so we have to solve it.
There's Doc Rivers. And Rob, he made a great point. Like, and there are a lot of people, maybe even some of our listeners, that are feeling like, you know, when black people talk about white privilege and stuff, that it doesn't exist. You can't be blind. I mean, you've seen the differences in the way that blacks are treated by law enforcement. And I'm not saying every black, I'm not saying most black people, but I'm saying you've seen enough to see the difference between how many have been treated and then the patience that is shown to white American citizens. And blacks aren't asking for special treatment. We're just asking for fairness.
Right. Treat us
the same way. We're asking for justice
and patience
and not just
us.
Yes. The same patience you were able to show today with the rioters. Why can't you show that with black people?
No, no doubt. Chris, it was an ugly scene, and it something has to be done. And I applaud the Celtics and Heat for even just it's a different situation, but bringing to light that the same stuff keeps going on. You know what I mean? And at some point, you can't take it anymore. And we can't watch these things as black people and just go like, oh, look at those crazy people, like, oh, all right, whatever. No, because we know had we pulled the stunt like this, there would be carnage everywhere, Chris. There would be carnage.
Black Americans have never attacked a government building like that. Never. Never. So stop it with the blacks are more violent. I had to go through the violent history of the country
We don't need to write. Please stop.
On the behalf of other people. I don't
you
have
You know
to,
what?
But
if,
you know.
If you do, if you,
you know.
Really do, if you really do, Chris, if they really want to go there, all I say to you, seriously, and I'm being dead serious, go look at the pictures of the black people lynched on Sunday afternoons at the parks, Chris, and go look at those pictures and tell me, kids are there, people are having picnics. Yep. Go look at them. They're
like
horrific.
The, I guess the trout.
They're horrific. Posing
for the photos, smiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't
and
tell
so
me that.
Stop it with the we're more violent. Just fairness and justice. That's all we want. So this, I agree with Doc Rivers. This shows you the difference in the treatment. And we're not trying to excuse any, you know, negative behavior on the part of blacks or anything like
that.
No,
if you're guilty and you're a criminal, you should be apprehended and arrested. Period.
But, and tried in court.
Yes.
Right? Innocent until proven guilty, all that. Not shot dead in the street before you get a trial.
Because you're afraid
and
of black people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They got trigger
right.
happy. There's a lot. You shouldn't be a cop. If you can't protect and serve all the people,
yep.
Chris, and you're afraid of a black male just because, you shouldn't be a cop. I'm serious.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know why
Absolutely.
You don't have this, Chris? You don't have this in Detroit. You know why? Not to this level? Why not? Why don't you think so? Because the police force is 70% black.
Than are black. Right.
Okay?
Right.
Seriously. So it ain't a quick
yep.
trigger. It don't mean, I'm not saying it's never happened, Chris, but not at this rate. Not at this rate.
Right. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Look, it's an open forum for this next segment just about this issue. Doc Rivers' comments, the Boston Celtics, Miami Heat statement, you know, on Jacob Blake and what went down today. It's your turn to weigh in, your turn to vent. You know, we let you speak your mind here on the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. We'll hear your voice in a moment.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And businesses today move faster than ever, guys. If you are slow to adapt, you will get left behind. You can be sure about that. And if you're still running on things like QuickBooks, well, might be time for you to hit the gas and accelerate with NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you just how much they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/odd. All right, let's get to these calls, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts about everything that's gone on today?
Yep, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys today?
We're great, man. How are you?
Crazy, man. Crazy. You know it.
You guys know me, and when we step outside of sports, I always try to come with something with the proper, put it in the proper perspective. So let me see if I can do it real quick for us, okay?
All right.
First of all, what we witnessed was an insurrection.
Yep.
I'll say it. That was an insurrection. And to me, we are witnessing an attempted coup right in front of our eyes. I'll say it. Yeah, I said it. That's what it is. And so we got to understand. Let's call it what it is, and let's deal with it, first of all. And so... yeah, it's crazy, but I think, believe it or not, I think that we'll get through this. What scares me most, and I'll just put it out there for you, I think the last time it was used, it was called the Insurrection Act, and it was used to stop the riots in Los Angeles where the president just took control of the city, and it allows him to do it. I think our president is going to somehow, some way, try to let this go and then use the Insurrection Act to stay there because he don't want to go out. And I'll give you the reason why. I don't care what anybody says. There's two names waiting for him that he can't pardon himself from, and they sit in the Eastern District of New York. And their names are Cy Vance and Letitia James. And he can't get away.
They're
waiting for him, and they got his taxes, and he's fighting like hell not to get out of there because he'll lose that protection. That's what this is about.
I don't disagree, right? Because once he's out of office, Chris, he's a regular citizen, right? And they can come for him. And they've been working on this case forever, okay, in New York. That's why he moved out of New York. He wants no part of it. He knows they're coming for him afterwards. But this is they might
That's
have to remove him
what
from
he
office.
Said about that,
I'm serious.
Insurrection Act. Like I said, yeah. I just think after this, Pence should be running the country for the
until
weeks.
The 20th.
Yep.
He should be. Yeah. All right, Carl in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking my call. I tweeted, or not tweeted, I was thinking to myself earlier that, you know, a once great country died today, and he committed a seditious act.
Yes.
If you could go over the definition of sedition, it's hard to prove, but there's no better definition of sedition than what he did today.
Even
a lot of people that maybe you voted for and supporting, I mean, this is indefensible.
Indefensible where it's the president is inciting violence against the Capitol. Right. And against the whole, the Congress is there, Chris. What?
Please,
right.
Yeah, please read the definition on the air. It's textbook.
Sedition.
Appreciate it.
See if you can get that for us, Ryan. Thank you.
Call Leo in Honolulu. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker, congratulations. 35 years, brother. My
Man,
goodness.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am
Go ahead and say
in the midst
it. It just
of all of it.
He's old.
No,
yeah,
you probably played with one of my brothers, Mark Delray at Columbia. He played soccer there. But anyways, you know, I don't like commingling politics with sports, man, because when we're talking politics, in a way, the Sedition Act is about treason, okay? And the unfortunate thing is we maybe and maybe not, we can perceive and not perceive and interpret, not interpret. Things went wrong, maybe, maybe not. But damn it, we knew Trump was a sore loser. We knew Trump wasn't a winner. He defaulted. He made bad decisions that Daddy allowed him to continue. He bought the New Jersey the generals in the USFL probably ruined Herschel Walker, Kelvin Bryant, Bobby Aber, all those dudes that played, and Steve Young was the only one that made money on a deferred contract, and it pisses. I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. It pisses me off that Steve Young got his chance almost where it was at the stake of Joe Montana. Joe Montana got rocked by Leonard Marshall in that 1990 game. Then Roger
All right,
Craig.
That's you took this.
Yes,
we get it. We get your point. All right, we'll just leave it at that.
Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
What's going on? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, for me, just to add to what's already been said about the clear disparities and how this event today was handled and other events, it has to do with the fact that I just want to talk about how this was something that's been contrived at the highest levels of government. What I mean is this. Donald Trump fired the Secretary of Defense on November 9th, directly after the election, and put his own Secretary of Defense in place. Next, the mayor of D.C. requested yesterday that the National Guard be activated.
Yeah, Chris brought that up.
This was requested yesterday. It was denied by the new Secretary of Defense, specifically appointed by Donald Trump. So for me, beyond everything that we saw, this was something that was planned and that was thought out to create a situation.
Very, very good point, Andre. That's very interesting because you're right, Rob. I did bring that up that yesterday the D.C. mayor requested the National Guard. And today all you heard, they were caught off guard. They were outnumbered. What?
No, they weren't caught off guard. Right?
What? Outnumbered? Like, come on. I mean, you didn't have to be, you know, Elliot Ness to notice something might go down. Come on.
You did not. 100%.
Yep. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we want to welcome a friend to the show back. He's a former NFL head coach, our man, Hugh Jackson. Hugh, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to both of you guys. How you doing?
We are great, man. We are great. And it is your former team, one of your former teams, the Browns, obviously making the playoffs for the first time since 2002. But, man, what a bad stroke of luck has hit them with Kevin Stefanski, a couple other coaches.
I thought it was 2007. Is it 2002?
I thought it was 2002. Yes, 2002, yeah. I believe. Okay. But, yeah, no head coach, maybe some players missing. But how big of a deal is it that you can't have your head coach there? And, you know, the rule, Hugh, is it's not like he can be at home or – sitting up in a box at the stadium calling plays. Like, he, no input from him on game day.
Yeah, it's going to be a difficult challenge. I mean, we can say what we want, but COVID did not have an answer for when you lose coaches. You know,
right.
there's not anybody you can bring up from the practice squad to go be the head coach. So this is going to be different and difficult. They lost their best offensive lineman at left guard, Joe Batonio. And like you mentioned, a couple other players. So, I mean, I know they were very excited to get to the game, but this is not how they wanted to experience their first playoff game.
But, I know the Steelers are the favorite, obviously, but that team struggled. I called them the worst 11-0 team, and then they went through that really bad four-game stretch. I know they won their last game before they, didn't play everybody against the Browns in the final game, but I've seen some raggedy and some bad Pittsburgh as well.
Oh, absolutely. They were not playing very well, losing the three games in a row. That was tough. And they didn't play very well in the first half of the Colts game neither.
Right.
But they found a way to get the ship righted. I was surprised that a lot of their guys didn't play in the last game. But at the same time, I do understand the guys that they strategically took out. But my biggest concern is when you look at Cleveland, here's the third time you're going to play this team, and you just played them and your place where you put everything into the game plan and into the game to win the game. You win the game 22-24 against their backups. And now that's in your mind. That's in your head. So when you go to Pittsburgh this week, you got to be asking yourself, they're going to play with all their guys now. What is that going to look like? That could be a very different thought and feeling for the Cleveland Browns.
Hugh, we saw Devontae Smith from Alabama win the Heisman. They say he might be the lightest guy ever to do it, like 175 pounds. He is, he is awesome. There's no doubt about it. And he was just terrific.
But they
this
had
year.
Three players in the top five. I mean,
yeah,
Alabama, right?
The quarterback and the running back. But that size. And I know he's a burner, but does that concern you at the next level that he's so small?
It does, but I mean, you got to protect him. Sometimes you got to protect those kind of guys for themselves. And these guys come into the National Football League at 175, but does he have the ability to get to 180, 183, 185, whatever that is? Because he's going to need to, because he plays a position with his speed and his tenacity and toughness to where that's going to put him in harm's way a little bit. So he's going to have to learn some other skills when he gets to the league to take care of himself so that he can be of value to an organization.
Hugh, I want to ask you about the Miami Dolphins, who did not make the playoffs. Tua didn't play well. The way they handled him makes me feel like they don't have the most confidence in him. Maybe they were just trying to make the play. He's supposed to be a first-round pick. A guy who could be a franchise quarterback, had success in college, and they're putting in a journeyman every chance they get in a tough spot, to replace him. Now they have the number three pick. Is there any chance Miami takes a quarterback and maybe punts on Tua?
I don't think so, Rob. When I look at that situation, if you really go study it, it was really interesting because the plays that were called for the veteran quarterback isn't the same type of offense that was called for the young player. And if you really are following this to the nth degree, Chan Gailey just decided to hang it up.
Right.
There's something into that, I believe. I've been in this long enough to know when you have a young quarterback and a coordinator who's been in the business a long time that you brought back who had been out of the business for a long time.
Right.
There's something that wasn't meshing there. So I think you'll see a different Tua next year. I think they feel comfortable and confident that he's their quarterback. They made that decision. But at the same time, there were some times there that there were signs that, boy, do they really believe in him?
Yeah, that's just the way I got it. Because I'm like, how are you going to learn to make those big plays and big moments, right, if you're putting in a journeyman who's never made the playoffs? I know he's better and more polished, but you know what I mean, Hugh?
You got to give him those game reps in those situations, no doubt.
I think all of us will be surprised if Aaron Rodgers doesn't win the MVP. But Derrick Henry goes for, over 2,000 yards, only the eighth running back to ever do that. Do you think it's right nowadays that the MVP is almost always
turned into the best quarterback in the league award.
It's rarely going to go to somebody else at another position. Do you think that's how it should be?
No, just like the Heisman Trophy. It went to a receiver this year. I think who is the most valuable player in this league? And there's no doubt that Aaron Rodgers is a tremendous player, and you have just made a strong case for why Derrick Henry should be considered and should be a really close race. But I still think that people keep, you know, leaving out Patrick Mahomes because everybody says he's already won it. You know, it's almost like Michael Jordan all those years where he should have won the MVP and he didn't win it because people wanted to average 50 a game.
Well, wait a minute, I disagree with you from this standpoint.
Listen, hold on.
We just had somebody from football. What was it?
Pro Football Focus.
And Patrick Mahomes was ranked as the fourth best quarterback in the league.
They're
by
crazy.
His stats, and I'm just going to say this:
Tom Brady was second.
He didn't lead in any. He didn't lead. He didn't lead in any major category this year. And don't get me wrong; I'm not saying he was a bum or he didn't play well. But the numbers do not suggest. I'm sure.
Rob,
I think Derrick Henry should be MVP. But Rob, that's what I'm saying.
You just validated what I'm talking about. We're now making it. The numbers better be great. This guy was 14 and 1. 14-1. This is a team that's going back to repeat for the Super Bowl without his two best offensive tackles. Mm. And he's still winning games.
Yeah, but I would give you the argument that Aaron Rodgers
lead the league in yards per game.
Put up way better numbers. He was missing Davante Adams for three games, Aaron Jones for three games, doesn't have nearly the weapons. And the Packers won the number one seed in the NFC and only a one game less than Kansas City.
So what weapon does Aaron Rodgers not have that Patrick Mahomes has other than the tight end?
He's got a better running game.
The Packers have a better running game.
No, but I'm talking about not having your weapons, those guys, for three games each.
Well, let's not have your tackles for five or six games.
Mm. Mm.
Let's not have Sammy Watkins for about five games, too.
Mm. So
Come on now. I mean,
we got
to look at that, Rob. I'm telling you, this guy, we are expecting way too much from what the MVP is, and people can't see because of we're talking about numbers. Patrick Mahomes is delivering. He's 14-1.
Hugh didn't have a bad game. His bad game, he threw for almost 300 yards.
He played against Atlanta and had a 79 quarterback rating.
Almost 300 yards and threw the game-winning touchdown from 25 yards out.
Tom Brady threw for 500 yards against Atlanta. Stop it.
Do we understand how hard it is to repeat, to be come back in year two and be the hunted and be 14-1 when they decide not to let you play the last game of the year? Do we understand what that's like, that pressure on a football team? I'll sit right here now,
Hugh, and say he doesn't finish in the top two. That'll be Aaron Rodgers and Derrick Henry as the top two. He'll be third in the voting if he gets any votes.
And that would be sad. To me, that's a sad situation because this guy has played. You go look at the game-winning drives. There's so many times. I think there was four games this year. And they lost one to the Raiders, and one last week. But you take four games where they were behind. There's no way Kansas City's going to win this game. Who won the game? Patrick Mahomes. Go back to the Super Bowl. What was the conversation on the sideline? Patrick Mahomes, we're going to win this game.
We just had Pro Football Focus. They talked about that he's also had more. What do they call those plays, Chris? Where people
I'm not
dropped
helping you out on this.
Yeah, dropped interception. He's like he had 22 of those where guys like he threw a game-ending pick that was dropped that they include in these stats.
Think about what you're saying, Rob. Hey, I know Pro Football Focus got to sell what they sell. They didn't make the interception. They didn't make it. So we can't hold that against them. How many of those guys? I'm sure those guys have balls everybody touched too.
Thank you. Great stuff, but they keep stats of it,
and he wasn't great. I'm just going to say this, Hugh. He was not the MVP this year. He's a great player. It's not a lifetime achievement award because we like him. He had 50 touchdowns his first year, 26 last year, and this year he had 38. He was not the MVP.
Wow. So they win the Super Bowl again.
No, the Super Bowl is after the season. This is a regular season award.
I respect that, but I'm saying this guy wins the Super Bowl again, he will have two Super Bowls, an MVP. What else you want this guy to do?
Nothing. I have nothing against that. And if he loses,
no, I know
then
that.
What? I'm just talking that. About this year, kidding. The regular season. That's all.
Well, yeah, and I respect that. I know Aaron Rodgers has had a bad look. He has the most touchdown passes. He's done some great things. And, boy, everybody thought because they drafted the quarterback, he's done his deal. I get it. But what happened? And I get it. Like you said, that's going to be before the season's out. We'll know who the MVP is. But it's going to be interesting. Let's see if the Pack can go win a Super Bowl.
Right. All right, Hugh. Great stuff. Thank you for the wisdom. I'm going to pick Rob Parker up off the ground.
Nah,
now.
I'm good. Me and Hugh would go at it anytime. I want Hugh for an hour. This segment ain't long enough for me. All right, Hugh. Happy New Year.
Great stuff, man. Thank you, brother.
You take care.
Yep, iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results.
tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. You know, some jobs just can't wait. And that's why AutoZone offers you free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery is available on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Quickly, Rob, last night, the New York Nets. Now, they're about to play three more.
Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn Nets. I'm sorry. Last night was the first of four games without Kevin Durant. And it's nothing to worry about, obviously, but they were off to a 3-4 start. But last night, without KD, they ran roughshod over who were they? I can't even remember who they were playing. But Kyrie had 20. Oh, Utah. Kyrie, 29 points, 18 in the first quarter to set the tone. It was a blowout from the first quarter on. And I'm going to throw this at you. Both you and I have picked Brooklyn to come out of the East. And I think Kyrie is tremendous. I mean, it's ridiculous. I think he's the best ball handler the NBA's ever had. And he's a great Hall of Fame player. But I do have concerns about, you know, he's clearly looks to me the leader of the team. Like, he's just a stronger personality than KD, even though KD's the better player. And so I think Kyrie is the leader. Last night it was great. It was a team effort. They were all the spirit, the energy was great. But I think you, if you're being honest, just based on the history, you'd have to say it's a concern. Is he going to do something or hit the wrong note at some point? But so I think I'm going to believe in him and think it can happen. You know, I think he can mature. He's 28 years old now and players mature. So I think he can do it, but it's something in the back of my mind, at least.
Not for me from this standpoint, Chris. I get his history and that's all well taken. I understand where you're coming from. This is a choice that he made and he grew up as a Nets fan, wanted to come. He could have gone to the Knicks. He could have gone to other teams. He wanted to be in Brooklyn. Like, he wanted to be a part of this. And he has his guy that he really, his friend, and this guy that he wanted to play with. I think this might be like the first time he's really in a situation where this is really where he wants to be. And it's a real fit. And I really do. And I'm not saying that playing with LeBron wasn't a fit or they won a championship. It was great. I get all that. But I really believe this, that this is where he wants to be. And as you get older and you kind of figure out who you are, and I think this is going to work. I really do, because I don't see him and Kevin. It doesn't mean that they can't have a disagreement, but I don't see, any other issues. They're both there for the same reason, trying to win, put Brooklyn on the map. And I think they're a common goal. They got a good team, and he's played well. That's the one thing about
he's
him, Chris. He could play.
He
could just... All the other stuff that people bash him over the head for, look at him as a basketball player. He's a tremendous basketball player.
Yeah, and you make a good point that, I mean, Cleveland, he didn't choose. He was drafted, number one. He didn't choose. Not that he didn't, you know, I mean, he did leave LeBron, but, you know, I'm sure they won a championship together. So they obviously had greatness together. But he didn't choose LeBron. LeBron chose him. Boston wasn't on his list of teams he wanted to go to. And you're right. This is the first time he's chosen his co-star and his team. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.